How are you all this morning? Anybody been up for a long time? What an amazing story and what an exciting day it must have been to be there on that first Christmas day. How amazing would it have been to have been there in that stable? Now, I've just come back from an American megachurch. Well, I say just, like a couple of weeks ago, that has 25,000 membership and a ridiculous budget that I can't even remember. It's got a lot of noughts on the end. If we were in that church today, the props department, I kid you not, they have a props department, would have made for me a hillside with shepherds and sheep. However, this is Stoke Bishop, and my budget isn't as good as that. So here we have, with a little bit of imagination, a hillside. Right, thank you. Thank you for the ripple of applause. Imagine being on that dark hillside with those shepherds. Imagine huddling round that fire, and then, first, a single angel, oh yes, appears in the sky and tells you that the Saviour is born today in Bethlehem. And then this enormous bunch of angels appear. I'm tempted to make a four candles joke, but I'm not going to. Amazing bunch of angels appear, and they start singing, and they say, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth among those whom he favours." Phenomenal. I wonder if the shepherds knew their Bible, or whether they went to synagogue. And if they did, they might have known that the angels were echoing words from the prophet Isaiah, who lived 700 to 800 years before this, way back in time, 800 years before Jesus was born. And he describes in chapter 9 of Isaiah how he describes the lack of peace that they are experiencing. He describes boots of tramping warriors and graphic imagery of war. And as we come to this Christmas morning, we are, I guess, well aware that war and violence goes on in the world today. We read about darkness in Aleppo. We read about darkness in ISIS-occupied Syria. We read about darkness across the world. And over the last week, it's come even closer to home than that. The awful attack in Berlin this week brought the darkness very close to home. I wonder how many of you saw this image on the front of the Daily Mail this last week, which Gage will now put on the screen for us. Hopefully. The angels never had technical problems. Is it working or not? It was an image from the front of Canterbury Cathedral, the nativity scene, and in front of it there were two armed police officers holding weapons, guarding the nativity scene. Now, the Mail wasn't very pleased about this, was quite horrified by it, but actually I think it's a much more accurate image of the nativity in Bethlehem than the Christmas cards that we usually see. Bethlehem was occupied by Romans. If you remember, Jesus was born there because the Romans had forced his family to go to Bethlehem for the census. So perhaps this image of armed officers in front of the nativity is more accurate than we think, because Jesus was born into the real world, not some idealized world made safe. Jesus was born to bring good news to our real world, to be a savior for us, and to bring peace. So where is that peace? And since human beings started to make choices, there's been a lack of peace, and history tells us we're not good at maintaining peace. We know how hard it can be to maintain peace, even in our families and friends. And Christianity says that the root cause of this peace cannot ultimately be solved by treating the presenting symptoms, by trying to force peace. The root cause goes deeper into the heart of humanity. And God sends the light into the world for that. Back to our dark night. Could we have the lights down, please? Whoa. There we go. This would work far better at night, but it's day, so we'll just go with it. On a dark night in Bethlehem, Jesus arrives. And the angels are so excited that they burst out of heaven. They sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace among those whom God favors." What an amazing display they must have put on, way better than my four fireworks here, which we hope won't set the fire alarm off. But fireworks and glorious, awesome power is not how God chooses to restore peace. God was not coming to sort the world out by divine force. He was coming as a baby to solve our root problem through divine love. God comes as a baby to be with us. So, thank you, Joanna. So, how does this work? How does this peace come? What do the angels mean when they say, "peace on earth among those whom God favors"? Well, perhaps we misunderstand the word peace, because in the Bible, peace is not just about the absence of war or a lovely feeling of contentment and security. It's more than that. Peace is about being at peace with God, with one another, with ourselves, with creation, with society. It's shalom. The shalom peace is a gift of God to us. Peace doesn't begin out there with politics. It begins in here through surrender to God. The angels say peace comes to those who God favors. What does that mean? What does it mean to be favored by God? Well, it isn't, "Hey God, do us a favor, will you, and bring peace." In the Bible, God favors those who are in relationship with him, those who know him, those who seek him, those who allow him in. They are the ones who God favors. And all of us are invited into that favor of God. All are invited to receive peace. Jesus, the Son of God, comes as a baby and grows into a man who teaches and models a peace-filled life, a man who is killed and then rises again. Jesus, the Son of God, opens a way for us to be in relationship, to be favored, to receive peace, to be at peace with God and one another and creation and ourselves, and that's good news. The arrival of God's peace in Jesus is not a firework display of God's glory. It's more like this star, and I hope each of you, or a lot of you, got given one of these when you came in. Did everybody get given one of these? This star, and the ones that you were given when you came in, this is fluorescent. I think that's the right word. The physicists will correct me later if it's not. It absorbs light energy, light. It absorbs light and then slowly radiates it back out again. And in the same way, we can absorb the light and the love of God and radiate it out again. In the same way, we can absorb the light and the peace of God and radiate it out again. And that's how peace ultimately will come to the earth. If we choose to receive the peace of God, the new relationship with Jesus, the favor of God, we can absorb God's light, receive real peace, and radiate it out. And today, this Christmas, I'd like you to take your stars home as a gift, as a reminder of the gift of peace that God gives to us, that Jesus gives peace to us if we receive it, to remind us that peace comes from God and is given to those who are willing to receive it. And that is why the angels can sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." And we can know that peace for ourselves. If you've got a star, you might just like to hold it in your hand. It's probably not been charged up enough in the light, and since I've just turned all the lights off, it probably won't work so well. But just hold it in your hand, and maybe look at it, and think that Christmas is good news because Jesus comes to offer peace, real peace to each of us. Because God comes in Jesus to treat the root causes of our issues. Because God comes to forgive and restore. Because God comes to be with us and to give us life. Because God comes to invite each of us to be God's favored ones. So I wonder, as you look at this star, Will you recognize the Lord Jesus and receive him this Christmas? Let's pray together. And if you want to keep looking at your star, then feel free to do that. Lord God, thank you for Christmas. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to bring peace. Thank you that we are each invited to receive your peace. And whether it's for the first time today, or whether we're just renewing our promises to you, we ask that you would help us to receive you today, to receive you afresh this Christmas, that we may know your peace, your healing, your forgiveness, and your love. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you want to know more about the peace that God brings, if you want to know more about becoming a favored one of God, then we are running an Alpha course from January, and no doubt James will mention that to you a bit later in the service. And also, by the door, and I forgot to bring one up with me, there are little blue books with "The Real Meaning of Christmas" is the title on it. If you want to take one of those and read it, it might help you just to think through whether you believe or not. They are for you to take and use at home if you'd like to. So they're by each of the doors, these small blue books. Let's continue in prayer, I think. And John is going to lead us.
Will you pray with me? Dear Lord, giver of all good gifts,